The Ray D'Arcy Show on Today FM.
Okay, Gold Cup winning jockey Davy Russell. Is he all, man? And that's something I couldn't have said last year.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, so big year, 2014, a big year for you.
Yeah, massive. Yeah. Halfway through, it has looked a bit grim, but
yeah. Tell people who wouldn't know, because there was that announcement, because you were the resident jockey or whatever. What did they say?
I suppose stable jockey.
Stable jockey with Gig and Sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did they decide to change?
New Year's Eve.
Right.
Day. Yeah, New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day was the last day I rode as retained rider, but I suppose it's the same to soccer players. I just changed club.
And that happens regularly, doesn't it?
Not so much. It has maybe been popping up recently. There's been quite a few owners have changed riders, but they'll stay with them for a couple of years, you know.
And did it come as a shock to you?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much a shock. I thought I wasn't doing too bad.
Right, not a good New Year's present then.
No, but sure, look, I suppose that's life, isn't it? And you have to move on. So
facing into 2014, you're going, oh, Jesus, what am I going to do now?
Yeah, a lot of sport now, to be fair. And so I wasn't too worried, you know. I was the same rider on New Year's Eve as I was on New Year's Day. So, you know, I would
imagine, like a lot of things in life, though, it's a confidence thing, is it?
Very much so, Ray. Yeah. I tell you hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah. Your confidence got a dint there, didn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. But to be fair, I rode a winner the next day for not in Jiggenstown.
Not for Giggen, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's a busy time of the year. So, you know, the days roll on and you keep riding winners, that other things don't really matter, you know?
Yeah, and I call it the two finger motivation. It's like, look at me now, look at me now. So the Gold Cup win must have been the ultimate. Going, look at what you let go, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or do you think like that, or is it just me that thinks like that?
No, I don't really. I kind of just want to look after myself. But when I got the job, it was the one race I thought I was guaranteed to win. Because they have that type of horse,
right.
You know, and they've won it before. And I rode horses for them that were capable of winning a Gold Cup. And through injury and things, they didn't. And through my injuries and things, they didn't. And amazingly, when I lost the job, maybe a couple of months later, I won the Gold Cup. So, you know, life will throw things. And
to win at Cheltenham, you know, must be amazing, is it?
Yeah, it is incredible, because
and that's the biggest race at Cheltenham.
It is, yeah. And the crowd is very enthusiastic, and it's designed in a way that when you walk into the parade ring, there's a roar goes up that would send a shiver down your spine, you know. And in an Irish horse trained by an Irishman, and to win the Gold Cup, you know, the roar was unbelievable.
Ridden by one of their favourites, Davy Russell. I was in a taxi recently, and your man says, he was talking about, I don't know what we were talking about, betting or something like that, and we started talking about Cheltenham, and he was saying that him and a group of his lads used to go over, but it's getting more expensive. 50 quid in, he was saying, and then you'd have maybe a tenner on each race, and so it was up to 600 quid before you even had a drink or a bite to eat. So do you know what to do now? They go to Benidorm for Cheltenham.
Yeah, I could imagine.
They watch it on the telly.
it's
cheaper. Yeah. So they sit down by the pool, and then when the races are on, they go in and watch, and then they back out to the pool. So that's, there you go. But so they were cheering you on in Benidorm.
For me, you know, to be there for an Irish winner, you'd pay the 600.
Yes,
genuinely,
yes,
you know, it's an unbelievable feeling.
Yeah. So the year has improved.
Yeah, thank God.
So you've landed where?
Yeah, literally just underneath the water tower above. We have a farm up there, and plenty of old young horses and a few cattle and things. So.
Yeah, and you were saying whatever way the reflection of sound happened this morning when they were beeping here going past JJ's,
right.
You could hear it.
Yeah, I'm a couple of miles, like as the crow flies, I suppose I'm 2 miles from here, and whatever way the noise would hit the glen, I thought the lorry was coming down behind me down the field. So, it was like they were next door.
So we're here because JJ's is in the final four in the best cafe in Ireland. You're a regular here.
Yeah, well, I pass and you'd often stop for a cup of tea, but I know JJ a long time because we used to have the garage inside in town, the petrol pumps, and we used to sell Christmas trees.
Uh-huh.
And I can remember JJ arguing with my father out in the forecourt for the Christmas trees, and one was pulling at the other fella, so yeah, it was a good experience.
Because he's a wholesaler.
He is a wholesaler.
JJ's a wholesaler, yeah. I wouldn't say you can, you know, with your diet, you wouldn't be feasting on chips too often.
No, not too often. No. But he gives a good cup of tea and the crack is good here. So, yeah.
So you're coming into, again, a busy time. Christmas, loads of racing on.
Yeah.
So what do you do now to keep the weight down?
Sure. I'm lucky, actually. I met a guy by chance, Dan Davis. I don't know if you had he's a nutritionist for the Leinster rugby team.
Okay, I've heard of him, yes. Yeah,
yeah, and literally half an hour's talking to him has changed my whole life around. It's made it so easier.
Right.
And from the likes of spinach to sweet potatoes, everything fresh, everything from the ground that has colour in it, I can eat and eat as much as I want of it.
Right.
Whereas before, I was eating a lot less, you know, smaller portions, and, you know, I depend on a bar of chocolate to get me through
a day. Oh, yeah, sugar hit.
Yeah. And now I go home at night, my girlfriend will have dinner, fresh meat, fresh vegetables, and...
And what would you have for breakfast?
An egg.
An egg?
An egg, maybe a slice of toast.
Right.
And before it was no breakfast. So I'd get to maybe 10 o'clock and I'd be grumpy and angry, and now I can get to lunchtime or beyond it on just an egg and
you
slice
seem
of toast.
In fine form now.
I'm great, Arthur.
So if this time last year, you'd be grumpy by now.
I would.
Be a different Davy Russell. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Davy. Great jockey. One of you, Bobbinham, too, says, Ina, isn't that a great thing? So simple. Anything that's coloured and comes from the ground.
Yeah.
You can eat as much as you like.
As much as you want of it.
I was at the Sligo races open in night earlier in the year. Davy spoke at it, without doubt the most interesting character I ever listened to. Ask him about losing weight in the car on the way to race meetings.
Yeah, that used to be before. Now, maybe the odd time now, if you're really strung out, if you're doing a minimum weight, you'd put on plastic. But I don't advise this. Now, this is not for, we are used to doing it. But a plastic bag, suit yourself up, put plenty of clothes on and turn up the heaters.
And drive
away. And it passes the time, you see. The sweating, you know, it is the time that kills you. And thinking about it inside in the sauna on your own.
Oh, yeah. I remember I was like the only one, because I'm from Kildare, so there's a lot of jockeys around. But I remember in a sauna, the guy, and he's literally sort of...
Yeah, you'd wipe rubbing, it off.
Wiping
yeah.
the weight off himself.
And leave it, yeah.
Ridiculous, yeah. Ridiculous. Anyway, so you're in a better place with diet in your head, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Ray asked Davey, will he be spending more time in England as he has a few good winners for good trainers in the UK, a good jockey, and a horseman, says Mick in Meath.
Yeah, no, I've been going over him back recently, and it's just I'm a bit more available to him now, so they're using me a bit more.
And backed Davey in the Gold Cup, told everyone to put a fiver each way in him. Lots of thanks for me the following day. Great patient ride by Davey. So it's a bit about strategy, isn't it?
Yeah, tactics can come into it, and knowing your own horse and knowing, maybe having an idea what everybody else is
doing.
Going to do.
Yes,
and for all that to happen, you know, because someone could change their mind below at the start, that usually jumps out and goes a really good gallop. He just might change his mind and he might go slow, so then you'd have to change your tactics and you leave yourself open to them things.
Love, Davey, so gracious, and the sexiest brown eyes ever.
That must be my missus.
Hello to Davey. For us, he is a great help to Gavin Sheehan, an up-and-coming jockey making a name for himself in England. And ask Davey to give us a winner for over the Crimbo. He's always good for a tip. Jane Talley. So the final word now, a tip for people.
I don't know. The worst tips are in
okay, well, don't then. Yeah. Yeah, guys, you might ruin somebody's Christmas.
I think so.
Davey Russell, thanks for dropping in. One of y'all's most famous sons. Yeah. We'll take a quick commercial break from y'all.
Best in Ireland Awards, all this week on The Ray D'Arcy Show.
Today FM and Bord Gáis Energy, rewarding, helpful people.